Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Talk about the AL Central. We know the Royals made the playoffs last year. Three teams from the AL Central made it. They all beat up on the Chicago White Sox. Who's the team that threatens the Royals' chance at winning the AL Central the most? Now, I can just tell you the odds at FanDuel, at least. It
They're
is
really
a close division. It makes sense.
Other than the White Sox, who are a joke.
Yeah, you can bet $10 and win $2,800 if you want to throw away $10 on the White Sox to win the AL Central. You can do that. You can. But
what if they won it?
That's right. The Twins are +220 to win the Central. The Tigers +230, the Guardians +290, and the Royals are at +310. So the Royals have the fourth best odds to win the division, which normally we'd be like, well, that sucks.
But they're even odds.
But they're so close. The gap is so close. So who do you think, if your answer, maybe you do think the Royals are winning the division. We'll give our official picks and everything on Thursday, opening day. But who's the biggest threat to that? Because I think we know what some of these teams were last year, and then you got to look at the offseason. It is very fair to say the Royals did have the best offseason of anybody in the division. They did.
Yeah, I think that's fairly obvious.
You look at the areas they addressed. It doesn't mean there aren't holes, but some other teams in the division really just stood pat. Like the Tigers, if they would have got the big swing to come through and
get Alex Bregman,
that's a different conversation. They didn't. I still think the answer is the Tigers, though, despite not doing much because of their rotation. They had one of the best pitchers, the best pitcher in the American League last year.
Favorite in the American
League
again.
So, so when you have a pitcher like that dominant, plus some other young talent that came up at times last year in the lineup, I will say that the Tigers are still the biggest threat to the Royals in the division. I don't trust the Twins staying healthy. Royce Lewis is already hurt.
Yeah.
And the Guardians, they brought back Carlos Santana, and Shane Bieber will get back after being hurt. That'll help them. Last year, he got hurt very early on in the season, right? I think it's the Tigers and the Royals.
I do not like, and this makes no sense because they won 92 games last year. I don't like the Guardians rotation, even with Bieber. I don't like the Guardians lineup. The bullpen's great. I'm not here to make an argument for that. They're
Class A is ridiculous.
Very, 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 very good out of the bullpen. I think it's the Twins. Even with Royce Lewis, one is just like history. The Twins every couple of years just be like, they don't have any business winning and win. It's what I want the Royals to be. The team that you're like, this can't be the year for them. You know, how could it possibly be? They were only four games back in the division last year. I think the Guardians, like you, are the team that come back a little bit versus, to the rest of the class versus where they were previously. And I'm with you. The Tigers needed some help. The Tigers also exceeded, but let's not pretend like the Royals were the only team in the Central who exceeded expectations last year. The Tigers maybe even more so because they didn't have, they had Scooble, but they didn't have the lineup that looked like it was ready to go. I don't think they got any better in their bullpen. I don't think they got any better in their starting rotation. It's still good because they've got Skubal, but I didn't see them make any kind of real change. The Twins, I think, still have guys who I think can like be great again, right? Like the Carlos Correa signing is still there. And some of these guys who were coming off years, that it's not hard to see. I look at their starting rotation. I don't think it's hard to see success there. And specifically because they've been so good against the Royals over the last couple of years. But I get why that might not be someone's choice. If you made me guess, I'd say the Twins are the biggest challenge. It's going to end up being the Guardian somehow because neither of us are believers in them. But
yeah, no, that's usually how that thing works out. My question, kind of how we've talked about the outfield here in Kansas City, like, do they have enough pop? And will they have to position themselves to make a move in season to go swing for a bat? I think that the Twins are in that same spot, Cody. I worry if I were a Twins fan about replacing some of the production of Santana and Kepler and that lineup, and are they going to have to make a move midseason? And that's fine. Teams do it all the time, but like that would be a concern. They also, much like the Tigers who were flirting with Bregman, they were flirting with Pablo Lopez, and Christian Vasquez, and some other pieces, and nothing happened on trades involving those players. So the odds are close for a reason, though. I mean, this is really competitive. I don't know if we're going to see three teams come out of the AL Central again. The White Sox are not going to be good, but I also think they will not be historically bad to the point where everybody is just, what were the Royals, 14-1 or something like that against them? I don't know if that's happening again. Probably not. Let's just be real.
Are we sure? And so, they're pretty stinky still.
Look, our social media crew, our guy Kramer had us record some today. It'll be on social media tomorrow, I think, or on opening day. They were asking us our win total, and we'll do it on opening day. I don't want to spoil it, but I'll be honest, like, my win total was pretty aggressive for this club. He told me what yours was. Also, we weren't very far off. We didn't have the same number. We weren't far off, though. So we both have the same kind of view of what we think this Royals team is going to be. And I think the Tigers would be the biggest threat. Now they open up with the Guardians right away, so we'll get a first look at them immediately on opening day, and we'll kind of see what the Guardians have in store.
Right now, the AL Central over at FanGraphs only have one team with a better than 50% chance of making the playoffs, according to their metrics, preseason metrics. You know, this is like an AP preseason top 25 poll in a lot of ways, because yeah, they don't even know who's going to be hurt, who's going to play, what to like about these teams, if someone stinks, whatever. The Twins at 55.2%. They have three teams in the AL West with a better than 50% chance to make the postseason, and then pretty much giving no chance to the Athletics and Angels. And then they have two teams in the AL East with a better than 50% chance. They put the Orioles in the same boat as essentially the Royals. That, like, 45, like, it's 50-50, but we're not siding on the side of the 50, if that makes sense. And so I don't think it's crazy to think that this division might very well end up being back to my fear is that it goes back to a one division league.
Hopefully not.
And that 91's got to get it done, or 93's got to get it done. And you better be the team, last year 92 was the number for the Guardians. You better be the team who gets the numbers where they need to go, because we know the AL East is tough. And, the AL West should be tough again between the Mariners, Rangers, and Astros. And so, are there enough spots for a three bid out of the AL Central? Seems hard.
The great news, as we all know, the Royals are in the American League. Not just the AL Central, they're in the American League. And that is crucial in this whole conversation. When we look on the NL, we all know about the Dodgers and what they're doing, and the Braves, for example. Oof. You're competing in the AL. There's question marks around,
and in the worst division in the American League. Lowest win.
Most competitive. Yeah, most competitive, balanced, if you will. Similar payrolls for the most part, whereas you look at the AL East, it's a little bit different. I look across the AL, though, and the good news for all these teams in the American League Central is there's questions around everybody. Like the Yankees, we've got over that already. Garrett Cole is done. Luis Gil is out for 3 months.
They
don't have Soto. So is Judge going to be, are they going to pitch around Judge a bunch this year, especially if he's in a hot streak, right? If Judge is in one of those 2 week stretches, nobody's going to pitch to him. Last year, you didn't have much of a choice. You had to. The Boston Red Sox are actually my pick to win the American League East this year. They still have questions, but I like what they did this offseason. They add Crochet. They add Alex Bregman. They have some young prospects. I think a couple of the top prospects in baseball could come up and help that lineup. So the Red Sox are really well positioned, but you keep going through. I mean, the Blue Jays, who knows what to expect there, right? I mean, it's a contract year for Vlad Guerrero Jr. In the American League West, Like, what are the Astros now with some new pieces, some pieces that have left? I'm sorry. Can Yordan Alvarez stay healthy? There's can go on and
that's
on team by team.
Right,
there are questions everywhere. Can Julio Rodriguez fix his swing? They got the starting pitching. Does he have the swing fix to get back to one of the, you know, the top five guys in the American League? There's so many questions around the AL. I don't view it anywhere like the NL, where there's like two or three teams that are clearly just the dominant teams going to run the league.
So FanGraphs, they have their odds on to win the World Series too.
All right.
Here's the percentages for the American League teams. Yankees, 5.9%. Mariners, 4.8%. Twins, 3.8%. They're all in this this same range, right? Like 5.9 is the highest they give any American League team. They give the Royals a 2.3% chance. In the NL?
Well, yeah.
FanGraphs projects the Dodgers at a 22.9% chance to win the World Series. Do you hear? I just said the Yankees have 5.9. They're the highest American League team. They put the Dodgers at 22.9. They put the Braves at 15.7. And nobody else is above 6% in the entire National League. They're pretty much telling you it's the Dodgers or the Braves are going to win the World Series. And everyone else is just wasting their time.
Yeah, that's the point, man. It's a great thing you're not in the NL right now. And it's the where baseball is at. It gives you a real chance still. Because of this, the dynamics.
If you get to
leagues.
The World Series, then you just got to get hot for four games, you know?
Nobody's complaining if you get to the World Series. See what happens. You've obviously been playing some great baseball at that point.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.